Okay, well, 1 minute each, the panel, what is it that is the message they want you to take away from today, apart from, all, of course, all the other things that you've learned? We start with Daniel. Oh, sorry.
Since I got involved in all of this, I've had more people come up to me and disclose that they're HIV positive, A, than I'd never ever known before, B, including people that I don't really know, and who just wanted to come up to me and disclose, which I thought was a really nice thing. But C, nobody has yet come up to me and disclosed their gonorrhea status, disclosed when they last found out that they were HIV negative. So actually, I think my one plea is, if we're going to break down the stigma that's associated with being positive, we've got to break down the stigma with going for a test in the first place. Any form of sexually transmitted infection test. So that means about being open with yourself, open with your friends, and like I say, open with your family, the generation above you, the generation below you, and the generation around you as well. Because if you can do that, we can start to actually challenge the fact that people giggle a bit when you say that you've been along to the Claude Nicholls Centre for a test.
Two things, really. I think, first of all, to tell you about Towards Zero and the next steps with that. So the strategy was released in its draft form for World AIDS Day on the 1st of December last year, and then went into a period of public consultation, which finished at the beginning of March. We're now working with existing set of stakeholders, but we'll always welcome new stakeholders to finalise that document. And we're really keen that's endorsed and has the logos for all the partners, so that we can actually say this is what everybody is behind. We will then start the implementation, and there will be subgroups around the sort of main themes. Some of those may be existing groups that take on that responsibility, and we're just clarifying that with the City Council. But around the themes of stigma, testing, patient and peer involvement, and research and evaluation and PrEP. We're hoping to attract new funding sources and new projects, and that this will really be done from a sort of bottom-up approach in terms of identifying ideas that then we can try and fund. So please, really do get involved with that if you haven't done already. And if you are involved, please stay involved. The second point is around, which sort of feeds into that, is we're really keen on this idea of everyone having a personal strategy of around Towards Zero. And I did sort of briefly mention that, and we sort of first started this at Pride last year. But in terms of prevention, either you are already positive and to stay healthy and to stay undetectable so that you can't transmit the virus, you may be using abstinence as your strategy, and that's fine. Using condoms, using PrEP, and we've talked about how you access PrEP, and then that being underpinned by testing. And it was quite nice, actually. I was in Malawi. I do a lot of work in Africa. I was in Malawi about a month ago, and actually saw a sort of advertisement campaign which was supported by UNAIDS, which was effectively, what is your strategy? And other than PrEP, it did actually give those same choices. So it's sort of reassuring to see that that's something that applies globally. And then the very last thing is to reiterate that we will be doing some testing in the foyer. And there's people from the Martin Fishman Foundation in the foyer, so please come in and chat to us.
Even if we learnt nothing new, even if there was all research ceased, even if we had no new drugs for HIV, if you just took all that we know already and applied it, we would be able to end the epidemic of HIV. So it's all around testing, finding out people who are undiagnosed, treating them, and also using PrEP in the interim. If we could just apply those things, then the incidence of HIV would plummet very rapidly. We're already seeing the beginnings of that happening in the UK, and certainly in some centres in London in December, we learned that in five centres providing services for people with HIV in London, as a result of several interventions, one of which may be PrEP, the others are frequent testing of people who are at high risk of HIV, and that the third is starting people on effective treatment very soon after diagnosis. That's leading to a really significant reduction already in the incidence of HIV. It's not happening throughout the country, and that's partly because the situation is different in some parts of the country. But it's already beginning to happen, and what we need to do is to increase the momentum, improve that further, and we're at a sort of tipping point.
For me, it would be about research. We've got very strong track record here in Brighton about doing collaborative research, using the community as part of that research. I think it was Adrian who alluded to the fact that unless we've got the evidence for everything that we've talked about today, we're not going to be able to move forward, and we need research to do that. And, you know, Martin Fisher was passionate about doing research, making sure that patients had access to the best care, new treatments, whatever they might look like. And I think we're in a really strong position to carry on that legacy, working with the hospital, you know, Brighton and Sussex, and the medical school, to make sure we're doing the right research that meets the needs of our patients.
And for me, being a positive person and going into the next decade, because I know I won't die of HIV, it'll probably be something else. So that, with reassurance, I know my well-being is incredibly important going forward, and that's one of the reasons why I facilitate the Positive Self-Management Programme. In other words, I work with HIV-positive people on a six-week programme to help them manage their own health condition, and that could be from even communicating with health professions, talking to their doctors in a very positive way, talking about mental health well-being, showing them pathways where they can help themselves. That, I believe personally, is the way forward for positive people living a very positive life. And I think one thing we need to really understand, and one of the things we talk about in our schools all the time, is HIV is a sexually transmitted infection. We cannot singleize out HIV. When we talk about syphilis, when we talk about chlamydia, we're talking about HIV in the same group. We cannot singleize them out, because that is where we put HIV in another pocket. We're looking at it as if HIV is something different. Yes, it is something different, but it is sexually transmitted infection. And it's incredibly important that our younger generation, we get at the core of education, because we have to start somewhere. Yes, the older generation needs the education more so than whatever before, but we have to start right at the very beginning, is to start teaching our young people to try and break down the stigma, getting rid of the misconceptions, and trying to normalise something that you can live incredibly healthy with, which is HIV.